Things are going fantastically well at the Taubman. We are in the midst of working on our new strategic plan that's going to chart our course for the next few years. We have lots of excellent energy, new exhibitions, fantastic programming, and it couldn't be a better place to be at the moment.
How is the Thursday Night Live series going?
It was a little slow at first, but we have really developed a great following with people who've come consistently, and we've had great bands and really good programming. So we're very pleased with how that program has gone, and we hope to continue forward with it.
Yeah, I've gone to a number of them, and there's been some good bands there, and it's just a nice little vibe. Plus, if you haven't seen the museum in a little while, you can go up and check it out.
I think it's wonderful, and at the same time, too, by having hours in the evening, it gives people more opportunity to come see all the remarkable experiences we have for them.
All right, let's talk about some of the upcoming exhibitions. Let's start with September 13th through next January 17th. Seems weird to be talking about 2015 already,
right?
But Between Two Worlds, Annette Nancarro in Mexico and America. And who was she? And I guess she was friends with some pretty famous contemporaries.
We are actually very excited to be presenting a whole grouping of exhibitions of first-time experiences for our community this fall. And so there'll be four new exhibitions and a mural project just to sort of tie everything together for you. But the first exhibition will be opening on September 13th. Is indeed about an artist named Annette Nancarro, who may not be as well known as some of her contemporaries, but did indeed work alongside Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo and many others. She was an expatriate. She was born in America and then ended up going to Mexico and working for many years with quite well-known artists and poets, and her work is just simply exquisite. So if you could imagine wonderful, surreal images of bullfights and of city scenes in Mexico, everything from a large mural we're actually bringing from Mexico to works on paper. There's something for everyone in the exhibition.
I think this is interesting. This is actually curated by executive director David Mickenberg.
Indeed it is. Actually, David has been working for quite a long time on this exhibition, and he has curated this exhibition. We're delighted to be able to bring more attention to Annette Nancarro, as is David. He actually will be coming and speaking actually at our members opening on October 10th, so it'll be good to welcome him back.
All right, and it's Nancarro?
Nancarro.
Okay. The next one is Paul Caponegro. Caponegro?
Correct. This exhibition
And his son, John Paul.
Right. So it's a father and son exhibition of Paul Caponegro, who's the father, and John Paul Caponegro, the son. And for photography circles, these are two very preeminent photographers in that community. And we're showcasing the work side by side so you can see what the father has done. He works primarily in black and white photographs, as opposed to his son, who's a pioneer of digital manipulated imagery.
So you've got the old-fashioned silver film versus digital, and you can put them side by side, see which one you prefer, or if there's any difference, that type of thing.
Absolutely correct. And Sam Krish, who's our adjunct curator of photography, we're very fortunate that he has curated a really beautiful exhibition of father and son. So again, another first for our community. And actually, John Paul Caponegro will be coming to speak on December 4th, and that lecture is actually sponsored by Canon.
Hmm. I had a dark room when I was a kid. It was kind of cool to watch the images come up in the fixing bath or whatever it was. So.
It's a rare thing to have a dark room these days, but
right.
It sure is fun, isn't it?
Exactly. Beg, Borrow, and Steal from the Rubel Family Collection there in Miami. And these are people, I guess, Don and Mira Rubel, they're, I guess, legendary collectors.
They are legendary collectors. They are the first collectors to actually purchase work by Jeff Koons and Cindy Sherman and many others. And they're wonderful, generous people. They actually started their collection when Mira Rubel was a Head Start teacher in the 60s. And they saved a small portion of their paycheck every year to purchase works that actually have ended up these artists becoming household names here, such as Andy Warhol and many others. So we're very delighted to present over 90 works from the collection in Miami. So I've been delighted to work with the Rubels as well as their director to bring that here to us. This is the first of what we call our special ticketed exhibitions moving forward. We are going to be charging a small fee for this exhibition, but there's a lot of bang for your buck. So over 7,000 square feet, 90 images, everything from sculpture to video as well. So it's going to be, I think, a very exciting time.
Do you know how much that fee will be?
Sure, certainly. It's going to be $5 per adult. Children, it will be children 12 and under free. as well as members are free.
And this was always part of the plan, Amy, was it not, that like a lot of museums where you might have free exhibits, but then if you have a special showing, you might charge a fee for it?
That's correct. This is something that, you know, for us to bring these very special exhibitions to our community, we are looking to charge a very nominal fee, but this has always been part of the plan. I do want to emphasize that the other exhibitions are, of course, admission free, as well as the majority of our other programming. So, you know, I think that for us to just be able to offer a variety of experiences is what we're really here to do.
That's Beg, Borrow, Steal from October 11th through January 10th, and we're speaking with Amy Moorfield, Deputy Director of Exhibitions at the Taubman Museum of Art. Just a couple more questions. The next one, the last one I wanted to talk about was October 11th again through March 21st of next year. Jerry Bannon, Vanitas?
Yes, Jerry Bannon is actually a long-term artist that's lived in our community. He was known primarily as a painter, but we are actually showcasing a brand new suite of drawings that he's done focusing on the theme of Vanitas, which are his basically images of, you know, that emphasizes to us that our lifespan is a short one. So you'll see images of skulls and of, you know, decaying fruit and all sorts of other little mementos of that our time is short-lived.
And he's using a Bic ballpoint pen for this.
They're beautiful. They're very gorgeous, really detailed still life images, and they're made all with a Bic crystal black pen.
Sounds like you got to have a lot of patience to do something like that.
Yes, please do come out. They're absolutely gorgeous. And Jerry has spent over the past 2 years working dedicatedly on this project. We're very delighted to premiere it to the Roanoke community. And we have another little special surprise. We are starting our mural wall
program. What is that about?
We're actually doing a sustainable mural program. Of course, the Taubman had three murals from 2008 through 2011. So that's the mural is not new concept, but we are actually programming two a year. Our first one was with Jennifer D. Anderson. And our second mural, I'm pleased and delighted to announce, will be Scott Tubbs Noel. The title of the piece is In It for the Long Run. And he has very well known. He's had several murals around the community, and we're very delighted to be bringing his large scale, if you can imagine, multiple horses combining into one image that are going to be galloping around this side of the mural wall along Norfolk Avenue. And it'll be really exquisite.
Right. And I actually watched, is it Jennifer? I watched her put some of it up.
Correct.
Across from the outside patio near Nora's Cafe.
Correct. So it's outside. It's across from the patio as well as alongside Norfolk Avenue, which is under the overpass from 581.
Mm-hmm. And that starts to be installed when?
Well, you know, we're going to start working. Scott will start working on that around about September 11th. And we'll finish up right before our members opening on October 10th.